What's going on up there in Canada?
Nobody knows.
What's there to do in Canada?
Nobody knows.
What kind of folks live in Canada?
Nobody
what kind
knows.
Of animals and plants they got? Do they eat at similar restaurants? Are all their cops the Mountie cops? Are there any good vacation
Nobody
spots?
Knows.
For these and other questions, tune in to John and Stefan's Canadian Education Program for Foreign Podcasters.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another bonus edition of Block Party. This is the Canadian Education Program for Foreign Podcasters 5. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And we have a great guest today, one that we were excited to have on, a return guest to the show. A great friend of ours. You may know him from his work with Secret Base and more specifically Fumble Dimension. And he's got a brand new podcast on the way coming soon. So keep your eyes open for that. Kofi Yeboah is here. Hi, Kofi.
Hey, Kofi.
Hi. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you back. And we're, you know, this is obviously the Canadian Education Program. So we always bring on a guest to teach them about some aspect of Canadian culture. And we thought a perfect fit for you would be the Canadian Football League.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of highlights before, and I know it's not the same. So I'm looking forward to figuring out what is different. There are some highlights where I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but this looks so entertaining.
Honestly, same here. My dad and I had season tickets to the BC Lions for like 5 years. So what do you, right off the hop, what do you know about the CFL?
What do I know? I know that the end zones are a little bit bigger, which looks cool, but the goalpost is in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So it's like, I think in the old NFL, they used to have the goalpost in the middle as well before they moved it back. I'm not completely sure, but I've seen some like old NFL highlights and it looks really weird.
The field is also, it's wider.
It's wider and longer.
Yeah. And the ball is bigger too.
Yes. 10 yards.
Oh, okay.
Field is 10 yards longer.
Yeah.
I don't know how much wider it is.
Like 10 yards wider, I would guess.
Probably something like that.
We should probably know this as Canadians.
But your point is good, right? It's like, pardon me, your point is good in that you said you had seasons tickets for years.
Yeah. And like, and I would watch the Lions like on TV. When they were good, it was like,
right.
And like the CFL was, I mean, it's definitely, I feel like it's just fallen off.
You think it's fallen off?
Yeah. Well, I think it's also that it's so much easier to watch NFL games. Like, I feel like when I was watching CFL games, although they were on different days than the NFL, obviously, but like NFL Red Zone wasn't a thing, you know?
Right.
And so it wasn't like as accessible. And like, you know, watching the CFL was like, oh, it's like Friday Night Football on TSN. Like, I'll watch a Lions game. Why not? And like, the games were fun because it's crazy.
Yeah.
The other biggest
difference.
It is
definitely crazy.
Kofi, is that it's three down football, right?
It's three downs?
It's three downs. Yeah. Did you not know that?
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not pick up on that. So third down, you just turn the ball over?
Yeah. So there's a lot more
punting
throwing
and a lot more throwing.
Yeah.
Tons of throws. And the wide receivers are allowed to be in motion.
Like, yeah,
the
whole they can team, get a running start.
The whole team is allowed to be in motion. So you can. So that's a difference.
Okay, that's cool.
Looking up the dimensions. So the field is actually 150 yards long, but it's the end zones,
the end zones
are also
are
10 yards longer.
Right. So the end
zones
are 20.
The field is 10 yards longer, and then the end zones are also 10 yards longer. An NFL end zone is 10 yards. Yeah. A CFL end zone is 20 yards.
Right.
And then the CFL field is 12 yards wider.
12 yards.
Yeah,
okay.
12 yards wider. Oh, don't ask me why. I think, so what I've learned, I did some, you know, some research about the CFL to do this episode. This isn't like, you know, other Canadian education episodes, I walk up and I'm like, yeah, I was born in Canada. I know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is like a totally different thing.
I mean, we know a decent amount.
We know a decent amount about the CFL.
And like, we've been to games and like watched Grey Cups and stuff. And like,
yes.
Yeah.
But it's, so what I think it is it came from rugby. Like, so it literally was a rugby league.
Right, because the ball is more, it's like halfway between, it's like wider. So it's like more like a rugby ball.
And I think that's why the goalposts are at the front of the end zone, because that's how it is in rugby as well, right? You have the goalpost at the front of the end zone.
Right.
And so they just kept it there.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So there's that.
Okay.
Now, Kofi, are you familiar with a rouge?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Did you you watch the, like, we sent you that highlight video? I think, right?
I did. Yeah, I did watch it.
And what stood out to you in that highlight video? I mean, obviously, like, a lot of things, probably.
The main rule that stood out to me is that there's not a touchback. You have to, like, kick the ball out of the end zone.
There, correct.
I forget which. I'm like, why is that a thing? Because there's this one where the ball is, like, teetering on the goal line and everybody just stands still.
Yes, that one. I had never seen that one before, actually.
Me neither. Yeah.
You know what play they left out of that? I feel like they left out the Montreal Toronto one where they were, like, kicking it out repeatedly. I
don't know. That one was
in it in there? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've just seen that one so many times.
That's the last. And it became a touchdown?
No. Wait, so
no?
That's.
No. So, well, yes, it did. It did become a touchdown. So how it works is, so a rouge is a 1 point score. So if you're having a field goal kicked against you, you have a guy field the ball in the end zone and then take a knee, and you get 1 point for that. And that's called a rouge. So
if they
miss the field goal,
the receiving team gets, no, the kicking team,
or sorry,
gets a point.
The kicking team gets a point.
The guy wants to get it out of the end zone.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. So the kicking team gets 1 point instead of three.
And if they kick it out of the back of the end zone, that's a point too, I think.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So, and does that go with punts as well? I think it does. Yeah, because that's what. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So it gets,
so that's
like
a rouge.
Insane.
So that's why you see the guys try to kick the ball out of the end zone, because they're trying to avoid getting 1 point scored against them. So, like, when you saw that crazy back and forth,
that was the end of the game.
It was the end of the game, and it was tied. So even if Montreal missed the field goal, if they still got the 1 point for the rouge, they would win the game. So that was why Toronto was trying to kick the ball out of the end zone. Now, there was one play that I think we were all, at least I was certainly, very fucking confused by.
Yeah.
And that is the play where the guy fielded it in play and kicked it ahead, and then the announcer was like, he's the only one who can touch the ball.
Yes.
And I was very confused as to what was going on there.
So only the person who kicks and that wasn't a rouge situation?
No, it wasn't a rouge situation. He fielded a kickoff, and then, but in play, he was at, like, the 20-yard line, and then he kicked it up
forward.
The field, and then the other team was sort of just standing around watching it, and then the announcer was like, he's the only guy who can touch it. I think on his team.
Oh, I
think
I see.
The other team,
but they were just confused.
But they were confused,
but that's,
and
like,
so then he ran and picked it up and got a touchdown.
That, to me, is like an Aussie rules football thing, right?
Yes.
And or like a, I mean, yeah, that's just so insane. Like, I had never, the CFL is, I think, the king of, like, North American pro sports having rules that you've just never heard of in
never
your life.
Heard of. Yeah.
I think the NFL obviously has a lot, like, football is just a very rules heavy sport, but I remember reading recently that it is possible to get a 1 point score in the NFL as
oh,
well.
Oh, really?
And it's something to do with,
it's a 1 point safety.
It's a 1 point safety. So, it's a safety on an extra point.
So it's a 1 point safety is, oh, sorry, Kofi, you know.
So John, did a video for Scoregami.
Yeah.
So the six, I think this, it's like the legendary, like, 6-1 score.
Yeah.
That, like, probably will never happen. It's like, so one team scores a touchdown and then they go for two. Or it's the one team scores a touchdown and they go for two, or they
like
try
fake
to go for a field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other team would, like, run it. It'd be their safety. So that, but their end zone's 98 yards away.
Yeah. So they would have to get it down there and, like, fumble it. Or, like, the quarterback would have to, like, scramble backwards 90 yards or whatever, right?
I think the most likely scenario is the team pulls the, like, the team that's defending the 2 point conversion returns the ball, like, has, like, a pick six situation where they return the ball all the way down the field, but then they do one of those dumb plays where they, like,
drop
the ball before there's, like, a touchdown. Then the team scrambles
up,
onto the ball, but then they get tackled in their own
end zone.
Yeah,
so they have to pick it up and stand up. They can't just fall on it.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah.
God. Okay. But that it's happened, like, once in the last, in college football, I think.
Oh,
it's
in college. Okay.
Maybe college football.
Like,
yeah,
once in the last, like, 20 years or something. It's insane. Yeah. God. But CFL, yeah, one
so
point happens all the time.
That's probably likely. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably not going to happen ever.
Yeah, CFL.
It's always like, good to dream.
One point happens, like a ruse happens like once a game, basically.
Oh, more than
it's like very common.
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's hard to get the ball out of the end zone.
It is. It's such a
like,
big end zone,
like if it's a short
too,
field
right?
goal and you miss.
But you can kick it. So that's what happened in that really crazy play.
Yes, the Montreal kicker was just trying to kick it through the back of the end zone to get one point.
And then the
he
guy
wasn't even trying to kick a field
so
goal.
So the person who caught it, does it have to be a specific, like, can anyone kick it out at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So that guy wasn't even trying to make the field goal?
I think in that play, no.
Because it was so far away.
It's a safer place. It's a safer play to try and kick it through the back of the end zone.
So he was trying to miss.
Because it's the last play of the game, so you're just trying to get one point. So you're just like, okay, I'm just going to kick this as hard as I fucking possibly can. And then he didn't manage to get it out of the back of the end zone.
But they won anyway, right?
But they ended up winning because Toronto kicked it out. Then Montreal kicked it back in. And then Montreal landed on the ball in the end zone and ended up getting a touchdown.
That sounds like intentionally missing a free throw.
But it, like,
yeah,
yes, kind
essentially,
of.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, because that's the other thing, too. So if you're kicking the field goal and the team that's receiving it tries to bring it out of the end zone and they fumble it in the end zone, you get a touchdown. So you can go from kicking a field goal to getting a touchdown on the same play. God. So that's why a lot of teams will just concede the rouge, because it's better to give up one point than to potentially fumble it and give up six or seven.
I love that. That's so good.
Isn't that awesome?
I remember, so when my
what
dad
a
and
stupid
I,
ass league.
When my dad and I had season tickets, and this is just like, this is just CFL football at its finest. The two guys in front of us were like both full patch Hell's Angels. And it's just like, yeah, this rocks. Yeah, they were nice guys. I recall like talking to them once in a while, but like, yeah, going to Lions games were.
What's a Hell's Angel? What's a full patch Hell's Angel?
Oh, you don't know Hell's Angels? Aren't they in the States?
I thought they were, but I know it's a big Canadian thing too, obviously.
For sure.
It's like a motorcycle gang.
Okay.
Yeah. And.
It's a worldwide. Whoa, this is a weird description. A worldwide one percenter motorcycle club.
Yeah, that's like a type of motorcycle club, I guess.
But like, I don't even know. Oh, it's an outlaw motorcycle club.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Whose members typically ride Harley Davidson motorcycles in the US and Canada. The Hell's Angels are incorporated. How's that possible? As Hell's Angels Motorcycle Corporation. Common nicknames for the club are the HA, Red and White, HAMC, and 81, with a membership of between 3,000 and 3,600 and 467 charters located in 59 countries. The HAMC is the largest motorcycle club in the world.
Yeah, so we had those guys like right in front of us, and like I'll say this, I've never, so CFL games have the most like crowd fights per game of anything I've ever been to, but no one ever got into a fight in our section.
Nice.
And I think that may have been why, but like, I mean, it is, you go to a CFL game, and I mean, I assume it's the same now. I haven't been to one in like 10 years, but I assume it's the same now. Like, there are just so many fights happening in the stands. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. John, have you been to, you've been to Lions games?
I've been to a few CFL games.
Yeah.
I also, the Hell's Angels thing reminded me of, I took my dad to see Michael White and the White, which is like a Led Zeppelin
tribute
band. They're like the best Led Zeppelin tribute band in the world or whatever. So it was at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, which is like a pretty big concert venue. It's like a 1200 cap venue. So we're there, and my dad really wanted a table to sit down. He's an older guy, you know? So all the table, there's not that many tables at the Commodore. So this table, there were these Hell's Angels sitting at it, and then they get up from the table. So I said to my dad, I'm like, oh, we should go over there and sit down. And my dad was like, well, I don't know. Like, the Hell's Angels are sitting there. I was like 19. I'm like, it's fine. Like, whatever. So we go and sit down at the table. And then some guy who was with them, but was not a Hell's Angel, came up to us, and he's like, just so you know, like, those are Hell's Angels that were sitting here. And I was like, yeah. Okay. And then he was like, well, they might come back. And I was like, okay, well, if they come back, then whatever. And he's like, okay, like, well, just so you know. And then my dad was getting all antsy. My dad's like 5'5", anyways, like 130 pounds. So this is not going to be a good, and I mean, I can't fight either. And I certainly wouldn't fight a Hell's Angel, but yeah, then it was funny. So the concert's kind of like going on. The two of them who are sitting there, same thing, like full patch guys, walk over. And my dad is just like, he's already like halfway out of his seat, you know? And the one guy was like, oh yeah, it's cool if you guys sit here, but we're going to leave our drinks on this table while we go like watch the show, and we'll just come back and get our drinks. so just like watch our drinks for us. And we were like, okay. And they're like, cool, man. Like, sweet. And then they just like walked away. And then, yeah, but my dad was very nervous.
Hey, Block Party officially endorses the Hell's Angels.
Okay, well, I think I've told the story about when I played hockey with a bunch of Hell's Angels too.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my God. That was also crazy. So, my buddy was playing on this hockey team. This feels like a very Canadian story.
Yeah.
My buddy's playing on this hockey team and, this beer league hockey team. And he was like, yeah, like he asked me to spare for their team. He's like, just so you know, like there's a couple guys that are sort of like affiliated with the Hell's Angels. He didn't say like what level, right? So yeah. I'm just sort of like, oh yeah, whatever, you know. And he's like, yeah, he's like, it's cool. They're like really nice guys. It's like not a big deal, but just like, just so you know, before you come spare for us, like there's a couple guys who are sort of involved. I was like, okay. So of course I go to the game and I end up being a little bit late. So everybody else is out on the ice warming up and I'm still getting my gear on and then one other guy, I'm in the dressing room by myself. One other guy comes in. And so he's like quite late for the game. And he's like, oh, hey, what's up? My name's like, whatever. I don't even remember. He's like, oh, my name's like so-and-so, whatever. I'm like, oh yeah. Hey man, nice to meet you. And he's like, oh, you're a spare, blah, blah, blah. We're chatting. Then he takes his shirt off and he has a back piece and the back piece is just a Hell's Angel escaping from prison. And it's his whole back.
Oh, wow.
It's like you can see the back of the Hell's Angel guy. So you can see like the full Hell's Angel patch. And then he's like slyly looking back at you while he's unlocking the door of prison. And there's like a police officer like slumped against the wall. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is quite the affiliation with Hell's Angels. I was like,
that's an incredible tattoo.
Yeah, it was it was wild.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How'd the game go?
Oh, it was crazy. because the other team, so this was like a very high level of beer league. So usually like in a beer league scenario in hockey, you might have like 10 divisions or so in a typical rink. So like a city rink, there might be like 10 divisions. This was the top division. So this is like pretty good hockey. And the other team got a rent-a-goalie, which is also sounds like a very Canadian thing. But it's basically goalies are hard to come by in hockey. So a lot of teams have their one goalie, and if their goalie doesn't show up, they just don't know any other goalies. So you can call this phone number or go to this website and you can literally just like rent a goalie. So you pay the goalie like $50 to come out and play net for you. So the other team had rented a goalie and he was the worst goalie I've ever seen. So it was like, so we were like Div 1 hockey and this goalie was like, he looked like he had maybe started playing net like 2 years before that. So we won 17-1.
What?
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And that's the only time I spared for them. That's my
That's a great story.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank
back
you.
To the CFL.
Anyway, the CFL. Sorry, yeah, the Hell's Angels really brought it back for me.
You know what I kind of want to
Kofi, do you have any moments where you were personally scared by game members? We're just going around telling all our
No.
Yeah, the CFL. Yeah.
I feel like do you have any questions about the CFL, Kofi, like specifically, or?
So there's this one clip I saw where it had like 13 men on the field.
Oh, that's a very famous moment.
That's
in
one
CFL
of the
history.
Biggest chokes in, yeah. So that was in the Grey Cup.
Grey Cup final.
And so the Grey Cup is like the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And it's actually one of the oldest trophies in pro sports.
It is. Yep.
It's like 1800s old.
Yes.
Like it's really old.
1909.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So it's over 100 years old. It was Saskatchewan. The Rough Riders.
Against Montreal.
And I feel like
Saskatchewan is winning by one.
And they hadn't won a Grey Cup in a while.
Correct.
At that point. They've won a bunch since then, I think.
Yes.
But
Saskatchewan is the most popular team in the CFL for reference. They're sort of like the Dallas Cowboys of the CFL.
They have the most hardcore fans in the CFL. Because like there's nothing else to do in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, it's Saskatchewan's only pro sports team.
So it's like Green Bay or Dallas. It's like Green Bay in that
Green Bay is a good example.
They also wear
watermelons.
They wear watermelons on on their heads instead of
yeah, they'll cheese. They'll ball out the watermelon and then they'll put it on their head because Saskatchewan wears green, so it looks like you're wearing a green helmet.
But if you
that's hardcore.
If you go anywhere in Canada or anywhere on vacation where there are other Canadians, you will see a Rough Riders flag or like gear or something.
Yeah, if you go on a cruise, you're seeing some Rough Riders.
I went
Riders
to Cuba
gear.
And there was just Rough Riders gear everywhere. Like it's so. Yeah, I mean, just the hardcore fans, the craziest fans in the CFL, and they're up by one, and it's like the last play of the game, and Montreal is going for the game-winning field goal, and they miss the field goal.
Yeah.
And then...
So Saskatchewan thinks they've won.
They think they've won, and then they throw a flag because Saskatchewan had an extra man on the field for the entire play.
Yeah.
And so Montreal gets to kick again, and they win the Grey Cup. Just like the most heartbreaking loss imaginable.
Yeah.
So you can have 12 people on the field?
Yeah. No, I think was it that they literally had two extra guys in the field.
Was it
maybe.
Two? Yeah.
Let me see here. Hold on.
This that is like a big question.
Yes, that's fair. Let me look here because I don't even fucking know this. Okay. Let's see here.
But yeah, I think that's the most heartbreaking loss in CFL history.
Oh,
for sure.
Without question. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hold on. CFL. Players on field. 12. Yeah.
So 12 is the number you're allowed to have.
Yeah. So you get one extra guy.
And so they had 13 on.
Yeah.
And yeah, Montreal gets to kick again and then they win the Grey Cup. And it was just.
There is a whole Wikipedia article about American versus Canadian football.
Oh, like just the differences and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be helpful.
So we've got the playing area. Yeah. Yeah. Team size.
Yeah.
Canadian players, 12. Sorry. Canadian teams have 12 players on the field.
Okay.
Both. Teams have the same number of offensive players required at the line of scrimmage. So the 12th player in the Canadian game plays a backfield position on offense, whereas this is usually a defensive back on defense.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. The ball is obviously bigger, which we know. The number of downs we know. Oh, interesting. Here's a fun fact I did not know.
I'm ready.
In the NFL,
You
don't have to snap the ball through the legs.
I think I did know that.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Because there's like trick plays that take advantage
didn't
of that.
Didn't know that.
Right?
Yeah.
In Canadian football, you have to.
You have to do through the legs.
Have to do through the
you
legs.
Have to? Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's a big one.
Okay.
Also, in the line of scrimmage, the teams have to line up a yard apart in Canadian football.
Oh,
which
wow.
In so American football, they do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Huh. So there's that.
Did you have any other questions about, we'll post a link for our listeners of this video.
Of this video.
It really
is
a perfect encapsulation.
It's got a good like rules
of the
crazy
CFL
stuff.
Was there anything else in that video that you want to know about?
I kind of want to know about how popular the CFL is in Canada. Like, is it the like best or most popular sports league in Canada?
I think
think it falls behind like
it's behind all the big four sports,
but it's the most popular sports league that is only in Canada.
Yes,
of like a Canadian only sports league, it's by far the most popular. But
yes, I think that's fair to say. I mean, what would be second? The OHL?
Yeah, like the CHL basically. Yeah. So like junior hockey would be second, but that's not even technically
all in Canada.
All
in
Canada.
WHL has US franchises,
and so do the other leagues.
So does Quebec. Does Ontario? Yeah, I guess there's Saginaw is it in the OHL.
Yeah, because Flint's not there anymore.
Erie.
Yeah. So I guess technically the CHL isn't even all Canadian.
All Canadian, yeah.
So I think it would be, but then that brings up an interesting point, and I wanted to talk about this at some point. There was, did you know this, Kofi, that there was a CFL American expansion in like the early 90s for like two seasons?
For two seasons, yes, they brought in. Are you ready for these team names? I'm about to blow your ass out. Here we go. The most successful team, the Baltimore Stallions.
They won a Grey Cup.
They did. Yes, the only American
Baltimore.
Team. Yes. So this was before Baltimore got the Ravens. And a great story here. They wanted to be named the Baltimore Colts. So they started off being called the Baltimore Colts. And then Indianapolis sued them, and they didn't have enough time to come up with a new team name.
Because Baltimore move to Indianapolis in the NFL?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So they wanted to be the Baltimore Colts again, and then they found out at like the 11th hour they weren't allowed to be called the Colts. So sort of similar to Washington's situation right now, they were just known as the Baltimore CFLers.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And then they changed their name to the Stallions.
I know there's one team that is my favorite team name, yeah, and that's Memphis.
Yes, so we'll get there. This is alphabetical order. So Baltimore was in the league for both years. Sorry, there's 3 years total that the U.S. was in there, but the first year was only one team.
There.
So there was also the Birmingham Barracudas.
Yeah.
This is a good team name. The Las Vegas Posse.
Yes, that's a classic.
Great name.
Yeah.
Then we had the Memphis Mad Dogs.
I love that one.
Great name.
Yeah. Ooh, that's great. I need that jersey.
I'm sure you could find it somewhere. This team,
that would actually be such a good jersey to cop is the American CFL teams.
I liked this jersey a lot. So this was the first American team. They were the only American team in the league in 1993, the Sacramento Gold Miners.
Ooh, okay.
Because they had the sort of like, they had like a teal uniform with like a pickaxe as their logo.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's sick.
Yes, and then we had the San Antonio Texans, although they never played a game.
Okay.
They folded before they played a game.
All right.
Then we had the Shreveport Pirates.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
So Baltimore
was in the league for 2 years.
And they won a Grey Cup, and then they lost to the BC Lions in the other one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And then Sacramento won a Grey Cup. Sacramento was in the league 2 years. Shreveport was in the league 2 years. Then all the other teams were 1 year only. And then, so the thing was too, Kofi, is the Canadian Football League has rules where you have to have a certain number of Canadian players on your team. And they waived those rules for the American teams. So that's why Baltimore was so good off the hop.
Oh, because they just
bunch of NFL guys. Like they were just like, oh, we're not going to fucking take a Canadian college player. Fuck that shit. And so they dominated.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's so funny.
Yeah, you have to have a certain
Is there college Canadian football as well?
Yes.
Are those? Is that like a big thing too? Like the
not really.
It's like the Vanier Cup.
The Vanier Cup is the main. Yeah, it's on the same weekend as the Grey Cup. They play it at the same stadium. Yeah. So they do the Vanier Cup the night before and then they do the Grey Cup the following day.
Yeah, it's a fun weekend, honestly. Like it's been in Vancouver a few times in the past like 20 years and I think I've been to 3 Grey Cups.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the tickets are not that expensive and it's like a fun experience.
It's a fun time.
I will say the halftime shows. The first one I went to was in like 2005 and this was in BC Place, which is Kofi, that's the football stadium here. And they renovated it, like 12, 13 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah, for the Olympics.
And
it's
nice enough now, you know, it's got the roof opens. It's nice. But before it was awful because it was this big like marshmallow enclosed like dome. And so, I mean, watching football there was fun because it got very loud in there, but it got so hot.
Yeah.
And then also the audio, because it's like a cave. So the audio quality was so bad. So the halftime show was the Black Eyed Peas before they had gotten like really huge in the US, I think.
Yeah.
What year was this?
Like 04, 05. So they were just starting to take off, basically, right?
I think Elephunk came out.
Yeah.
It would have been right around then.
Yeah. So they played the halftime show and they had some catchy songs for sure. But you couldn't hear what they were singing at all. And I was there with my dad and my grandpa. My grandpa was like, you know, 78, 79 years old. And he was just like, he was so confused, just could not tell.
He's
what
like
was
the
going.
Music, the music these days. What happened?
Pretty much. And I was like, well, I mean, it's not. They're not doing any favors to themselves playing in BC Play Stadium. But then the other two, one of them was Nickelback in 2011.
Classic.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, it's Nickelback. And then I'm trying to remember who. Might have been Blue Rodeo was one of them.
Oh, that sounds right. Well, I mean, I can look them up. I mean, the Grey Cup has had some weird halftime acts. They've kind of gone more American. Like they tried to go sort of Canadian for a while, and then they kind of just said, you know what, we're going off on this.
Okay, we need to get some like actual acts in here.
I mean, I'm just reading some of this shit right now. I mean, this is fucked up. The 1993 halftime show was someone called Miss Molly.
Okay.
Which sounds like the most Canadian thing. And then you go to her website and it looks like it's from about 40 years ago. Book Miss Molly to perform at your event today. You will love Miss Molly's country western professional entertainment.
Oh man.
Country western.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense. Like there's a lot of, you know,
not
in
good.
The prairies and stuff.
So yeah, so we started out with that, then we had Tom Cochran, which is cool.
Okay.
Then Jack Semple. who I've never heard of in my life, a Canadian blues singer and guitarist from Regina.
Isn't that the Ben Stiller movie from Tropic Thunder?
I don't know.
Simple Jack.
Simple Jack, yeah. Then we went with the Nylons, which is an a cappella group.
Oh my God. What?
Imagine a halftime show that's an a cappella group.
Oh God.
That sounds terrible.
In an open air stadium.
Who played the most recent Grey Cup?
Okay, so then there was Trooper, Love Inc. You remember Love Inc., the like dance pop?
And
then some band, this is a BC place in 1999, some band called the Paraplegics.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what that means. What's going on with that name. I mean, that could go a lot of different directions.
I don't even know what that means. No. Okay. So this is someone wrote about it on Twitter. 1999 Grey Cup halftime performers, the Paraplegics. No one has ever heard of them. I mean, no one. They don't even have a Wikipedia entry.
So, this is what we're dealing with up here.
I'll skip to the most recent ones. Okay. So this is, I mean, it's just so fucking Canadian, all this shit. So 2019, Keith Urban.
Okay. That's a big gift.
Yeah.
2018, Alessia Cara. She's Canadian.
Okay. Yeah.
I love her stuff.
Yep.
Keith Urban is big enough to play the Super Bowl, I think, actually.
Like, close.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe not like headline, but like be like
a guy.
He could be on stage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Not like
he could be like an associated act.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then we've got Shania Twain.
Okay.
Which that's a good.
I love that. She did a Super Bowl.
Yeah, she did, didn't
she? Right.
Yeah.
Then we did, then we had One Republic.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We had Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
Which that's pretty good too.
Yeah.
I went to Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and
Citi
Field. Yeah, and then but one of the Fall Out Boy people in their camp got COVID, so they didn't perform.
Oh,
so it was
no.
just Weezer and Green Day, and I was only there for Fall Out Boy, really. So I was upset. I was like, oh my God. And then Rivers Cuomo, the Weezer lead singer, he did his rendition of Sugar, We're Going Down in the most Weezer way possible.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is not what I paid for. He did a good job.
Yeah.
He did a good job playing the song on like one day's notice.
Yeah.
So, or like maybe like even 12 hours notice. So I was like, okay, that's real talent. This is not what I came to see. So.
Well, it sucks in those situations too, because I guess you wouldn't get a refund, right? Because there's three top billed acts. So you wouldn't be able to get a refund just because one of them is missing.
Yeah, concert refunds are kind of like hard to do anyway. It's like so hard to get your money back, especially down here. If you're paying for like multiple acts and one of them doesn't show up, then you're not going to get like a third of your money back. You're still going to get the show.
So then we had the last time it was in Vancouver, Stefan, we had Imagine Dragons.
That's right. Okay, yes.
Were you there for
I
that?
I was there for that one, yeah.
Yeah. And then we had...
How was that show?
I mean,
very car commercially.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make car commercial music.
They really do.
I keep saying that.
I think they weren't super big yet either. Like they were,
I think Radioactive.
They played, yeah, but they weren't. Okay. They didn't have the Thunder Lightning song yet.
No, they didn't have the
you know. Then the year before that, we had Headley. Less said about that, the better.
Oh yeah,
the lead singer of that band's currently canceled.
Yeah,
and then I'll let you guys play a little game here. This is a fun one. So for the 100th anniversary of the Grey Cup in 2012. They had four acts play because it was the 100th Grey Cup. Kofi, I'll let you go first. You want to take a guess at someone who would be a Canadian artist that would be big enough to be considered for this?
Anyone. And just the first person that comes to mind. There's no way.
It's not Bieber, is it?
It is Bieber. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Very nice,
now,
Kofi.
What year was this?
2012. So I would say...
Tragically Hip?
Nope.
Wow.
So I would say... So Tragically Hip actually has only done the Grey Cup halftime show one time in Ottawa. They did it in 2004. So I will say there is one pop act, one...
That's not Bieber?
That's not Bieber. So this is remaining. We got three left. One pop act, mm-hmm. one like... rock-ish act and one legacy act that like does not fit with the other three at all.
Oh man.
Legacy.
Neil Young.
Not Neil Young. No. Good guess though.
Simple Plan.
You're very close to Simple Plan. A worse a worse version of Simple Plan. Kofi would never guess this band.
Oh, shit.
You would. Oh. They're like only popular in Canada. Definitely very similar music to Simple Plan.
Oh, fuck. I know.
God, they're from Vancouver.
2012 Canadian. Yeah.
The lead singer has like purple hair.
Yeah, dude. I know exactly. I just cannot think of the name. This is
Mariana's fucking... Trench.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you still got one more pop act and the legacy act.
Yeah. Had the legacy act played before?
Good question. Because
it wasn't. Okay. So it's not Blue Rodeo.
It's not Blue Rodeo. Nope.
Oh, man.
I don't think Kofi would get the legacy act, but he could definitely get the pop act.
Is it BTO?
No. Wow. Good guess though. They've played it multiple times.
It's not Drake, is it?
No, it's not Drake. Nope.
Okay.
Oh, any more hints?
Okay. Yeah.
A female pop artist.
Okay.
Fifi Dobson.
No, bigger than that.
Okay. Avril Lavigne.
No, good guess though. Kofi could get
that's
it.
That's a good guess.
Kofi would know of this person.
Sarah McLachlan.
No. Pop like
Nelly Furtado.
No, you guys are all
I
around
think
it.
That my thing is like it probably might know, but I also don't know. Like when you say it, I'm probably gonna be like, I did not know that person's Canadian.
That's fair, actually. I could see that. I mean, come on, guys.
Alanis Morissette.
No, pop like pop like would fit around someone like Bieber.
And
Katy Perry Canadian?
No.
People
are screaming at their radios
right
now. She had like the biggest.
This is crazy. I just met you. It's I can't remember.
Carly Rae
Jepsen.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
She's Canadian.
Yeah, she's from Mission.
I just learned that just now.
Yeah, she's from small town BC.
And then who's the legacy act?
The legacy act is like, I mean, you just couldn't even imagine.
Chilliwack?
No. You're thinking too
far back.
No, you're thinking like too rock, more like folk legacy, like guy.
Oh, Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
That wasn't even...
How legacy is that? Like 70s, 60s?
That's very legacy.
That's like, yeah, it's almost hard to say. Like, what would his parallel be in the States? Like Woody Guthrie?
Yeah,
kind of like that
Pete
type
Seeger,
of...
like, yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, wow. So it's Bieber, Jepsen, Mariana's Trench, and Gordon Lightfoot.
That's so good. That wasn't even the quiz that we're going to
Yeah, that's
you,
not
Kofi.
Even the quiz.
That was like that was a bonus quiz. Oh,
the third quiz. Love this.
Yeah, this is it's a very quiz-heavy show this
should
time
we,
around.
We should watch some of the videos.
Yeah, let's watch some of the videos. Let's dumb it down a bit and watch some videos.
Maybe we'll start with the O Canada, because you're talking about the American teams.
True. Yeah. Yes. So this is a classic. So Kofi, we're going to show you three clips that were not in the package that we sent you. And these are all clips that we have, Stefan, you and I have actually played on Block Party live shows before.
Yes.
So if you're a donor to the show, you may have actually seen these before, but we'll assume probably safely that this is Kofi's first time seeing them.
Yeah.
So Kofi, are you in the watch together room here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we're just going to, Dan's going to load those up here. So the first one, as Stefan said, great example. This is the Las Vegas Posse. And this is a guy singing our national anthem. Now, Kofi, how familiar are you with O Canada? I mean, you're a sports fan. If the tune of O Canada was playing, do you think you could reasonably sing it?
Not the words. I know like four lines.
But you could recognize like
but
the
so,
tune.
But like let's
yes,
say
yes, yeah, I
yes.
Can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's way better than our national anthem.
Yes, I would agree
Infinitely
with that.
Better than our national anthem. Our national anthem sucks.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Like if you had the words and the melody was playing, you could follow along if you had
yes.
the words in front of you. Okay. Perfect. Yes. So this is an anthem singer singing the national anthem for the Las Vegas Posse. And
in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
It's like a lounge singer, like a casino.
Definitely
lounge singer.
A casino lounge singer. And let's just say that maybe this guy is not so familiar with the Canadian anthem here.
Oh Canada.
So far so good.
Yeah. Our I hit play on it.
Yeah, you can hit play.
Native land, true patriot love, in all thy sons command.
Now he's losing it.
With growing
no, it's glowing hearts,
we see thee rise. The true and strong
no, it's
the
true north.
Free.
True north, strong and free, yep.
From far
and now it's
and
O Christmas
wide
Tree.
Yeah. O Canada. We stand on guard for thee. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free.
Oh, he's completely lost the plot now.
O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Just making it up. He's so proud of himself.
That's
too.
The best part. The absolute best part of it is that he is so happy for himself when he finishes.
But that's also, that's a setup.
I mean, he, yeah.
There's no music. There's no music to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he did get a little, I mean, yeah. But, you know, at the same time, like.
But does he, here's my theory, mm-hmm. Kofi. This is your first time seeing it. Here's my thought. Does he not seem like the guy who they said, we'll give you some music? And he was like, no, I got it.
Yeah, he probably seemed like he's like, I've sung anthems before.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me what to do. I'm Greg Bartholomew, damn it.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
That's such a good lounge singer name.
Totally.
Too.
I tried to look him up. There's no evidence that he ever existed online. So
oh, I love that one.
I wish that I feel like if he had music in the back, it would have gone better.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing is, like, he definitely halfway through thinks that the tune is Oh Christmas
sure.
Tree.
And then he like changes the tune
and then he really
again.
Loses it.
Yeah.
When he also adds verses, like he's adding full lines into it.
Yeah.
He's repeating. Yeah. He's repeating the stand on guard for thee part.
Yeah.
That's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, I love it. Oh. It's great.
Great work, Greg.
So the next clip we have, and I'm surprised this one wasn't in the clip medley that we sent. But this is the quarterback celebrating a touchdown and spiking the ball. And I think he's a Toronto Argonaut quarterback.
Yeah, Kerwin Bell.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good quarterback, actually. Had a decent CFL career, I would say.
Yeah, and there's a chance, Kofi, you may have seen this because it really is just a classic sports blooper. Like this, this is the definition of a
He actually played
blooper.
In the NFL a little bit. He played for the Dolphins, Falcons, and Tampa Bay Bucks.
Okay.
And then he played for the aforementioned Sacramento Gold Miners in 1993. And then he played for, looks like, five different CFL teams. But he was in the league until 2001. So he was an eight-year CFLer, and he was a pretty good player.
All right. Well, here we go. This is just a classic blooper.
A great blooper, yes.
67 yards. Argo swept the score to the first touchdown. Nice play by Kerwin Bell. He walks into the end zone with amazing speed.
Wait till you see the replay. It's so good. And then getting shoved by the guy too.
Yeah.
And we'll post these in the Discord if you've never seen this before. But oh. I mean, that is beautiful.
The best part of it for me too is that he's like going over to the guy to be like look,
shit.
Look, I fucking scored this touchdown, and then he spikes the ball into his own beans.
Yeah. Incredible. It's
just, there's just no way to recover from that.
Yeah.
Then he gets a penalty called on him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
That is the best CFL blooper of all time.
It
I
is,
think.
Yeah.
And that's like a top five blooper just in general.
Oh, I love that blooper. Yeah. Yeah, I'd watch it all day.
Oh my God.
Really good stuff.
The last video we have, and I think we've got the unedited link, so you may have to skip around a little bit in it, Dan, but we can give you some backstory for this one. So this is two retired CFL legends, Angelo Mosca and Joe Capp. And Joe Capp, I believe, played in the NFL as well.
I'll look it up.
But he was a very good, he's a quarterback, I believe. He was very good. Yeah. And Angelo Mosca was like a linebacker, I think. And he was a very, very...
He played for the Vikings for 3 years, Joe Capp.
Yeah. Angelo Mosca was a very dirty player.
Yeah. So here's a quote from Angelo Mosca. There is no such thing as a dirty play unless you're kicking people in the face.
Yeah. So he was nuts. And this is like football in like the 60s and 50s and 60s and 70s or whatever. So, you know, as anything goes, very, very dirty football. And the history between the two of them, I believe Angelo Mosca I don't think he injured Joe Capp, but he injured someone on the team.
I'll give you the whole story here. So this was a game. This game took place in 1963. It was a Grey Cup here in Vancouver at Empire Field. And this is Mosca. I was coming across the field. I saw that Zuger and Capitelli had a piece of Fleming, but he was getting away. He was still running, so I hit him helmet to helmet. I was ready for the hit. I guess he wasn't. There are a couple of things wrong with that statement. First of all, Mosca did not hit Fleming with his helmet, a fine practice at the time, but rather with his knee. The second was that Fleming was wrapped up lying face down on the ground and out of bounds when Mosca launched airborne for the hit. The referees, who did not call a penalty, later said Fleming was partially a victim of his own dominance, as they always blew a slow whistle for him given his escapability. The blow to the back of the head from Mosca's knee left Fleming wobbly and sent him to the hospital. He would not return to the game, and the Lions felt their hopes were dashed by the illegal play. Cap attempted to keep his team in the game, but Mosca gave him a friendly reminder of his presence as well. In the fourth quarter, Mosca hit Cap after he got a pass away and ground his head into the ground with a forearm. Cap was livid and tried to unsuccessfully challenge the defender to a fight, and he had considerable support from his own bench.
So yeah, that's the backstory. And then a little bit more
1963.
Backstory. This is, what year is this? 2011.
So we're 48 years later.
And the Grey Cup is back in Vancouver.
Yep.
And they're doing like a CFL like players breakfast.
An alumni breakfast or lunch
or whatever. And it's like the Friday or the Saturday before the game.
Correct.
And they've got like the media there. And up on stage, they've got Joe Capp and Angelo Mosca.
Yeah,
because they played in a Grey Cup in Vancouver together, so they're interviewing them about the game, about their history together, and everything. And we can click play on it. I don't know when it starts exactly in the video, but we may. Yeah. Oh, okay. It starts pretty early, actually.
Only QB in history of the game playing the Rose Bowl, Grey Cup, and Super Bowl, also a Hall of Famer. Please, the icons of the game. Mr. Angelo Mosca.
And these guys are old.
Oh, they're very old.
And
Mosca can barely walk.
Neither of them can really walk.
Yeah. Joe Capp is at least a little bit more mobile. Angelo Mosca has a cane.
Yeah, Joe Capp is standing on the left. So Joe Capp is offering him a rose, I think, right?
Yes. An olive branch. It's literally an olive branch.
And he puts it in his face.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, a clear cane sweep. Oh my God.
And then he just like one punches him.
This video is 8 minutes.
Yeah, I guess because they like actually have an interview afterwards too.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
But yeah, so he offers him an olive branch as a joke. Angelo Mosca tells him to fuck off. Joe kind of rubs it in his face a little bit, and then they start trading shots.
God. It's incredible. This is...
Ooh, that cane throw, man.
Yeah, whipped him in the face with the cane, and then Cap just lands a few blows.
This is one of those CFL highlights or CFL-adjacent highlights that you know it's crazy because, like, it shows up on, like, a show hosted by Chris Berman.
Yes.
I think it showed up, on ESPN or whatever it was. And he was like, and up in Vancouver at the CFL, like, players breakfast, like, this happened, and then, like, explained it. Like, it's... I mean, he gets hit too. The cane hit is bad, but then he socks him in the head. So I think Joe Capp won that round. I would say.
Oh, no question.
But yeah, that's Kobe. That's a classic CFL highlight right there. But I think we should get into my quiz first, right?
Yes, I think that's fair.
Okay, all right. And so what this quiz is, Kofi, and I think you're going to do fairly well. This is. Did this player play in the CFL or not?
Okay.
So these are going to be, these are NFL players. You should be familiar with all the names, and it's just a simple yes or no. Did this player play in the CFL?
And am I playing as well?
No, because I think I asked a lot of them to you like last week.
Okay.
But,
I'll play too.
You can play along.
I probably don't remember. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You go second. So that way Kofi doesn't copy your answer.
Yeah, I'll go second.
All right. We're going to start with what I hope is an easy one here, Kofi.
Okay.
Warren Moon.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he did. He played for Edmonton, and he was very good. Okay, so you're one for one. Doug Flutie. Oh.
Didn't I'm gonna go yes.
Yeah, he played yes. for he played for he three
was
like teams.
A, he was a legend, CFL up here, legend. Yeah. Yeah, he actually played okay. in the NFL quite late.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was one of those things where it's like you got interest in one league, but then you played for the other. One of those kind of things. So that's why it kind of tripped me up.
Because yeah, I think he was undrafted out of Boston College. Yeah. And then, yeah. Or yeah. Boston okay. University, whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go with Peyton Hillis. I wish you guys could see Kofi's face right now.
I'm going to go probably yes.
That's a no.
Yeah.
That's oh, a no. he didn't?
No. Peyton okay. Hillis did not play in the CFL. Sean right. Alexander.
No.
Okay. Good. That was an easy one. Aaron Brooks.
Yes.
No.
What? Oh.
I know. I know. Convinced he seems that like that was right.
Yeah. Okay. So you are 2-4. No. Wait a second. You got. Did you say yes for Doug Flutie?
He did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you are 3-5 right now. Okay. Okay. Let's go, Chad Ochocinco.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. That. He played for Montreal.
Well, there was a clip of him in that.
There was, actually.
In the clip yes, right. yes yeah. where he hugs yep. the referee as part of his touchdown celebration.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. You're 4-6. Ricky Williams.
I'm going to go no here.
He played for the Toronto Argonauts.
He did. He just wanted to smoke God. Weed and play football, yeah. and Canada said, we'll allow it.
4-7.
Oh, that was in the documentary. I should have known.
Yeah. That. Priest Holmes.
I'm going to go no.
That's right. You're 5-8. We'll do two more here. And I think these are tough. Joe Horn.
I go yes.
That's right. He played 1 year for the Memphis Mad Dogs.
That's such an obscure like
I know.
Name to be added into this I know. Quiz. That's the only reason why I guessed.
you're 6-9. You're doing quite well. We'll do okay. two more here. Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
That's right. Hamilton and Montreal. Don't think he ever got on the field with Hamilton. And last one, you're 7-11. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
I'm gonna go no.
That's correct. You pretty yeah, well.
Very well. I think you did better than me, actually. 12,
yeah. yeah.
I think you did better than me.
Nicely done. Yeah. No, that was good.
Was solid.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Ooh,
some tough questions there. So you know the CFL better than maybe you thought.
I do. I know the players that like go up there. Yeah. Or like players that go up afterwards, like, or, you know, like yeah, Johnny Manziel kind of like flamed out in the NFL. And the thing is that, you know, where like there's only so many football leagues that exist.
Yeah. Because NFL Europe right. does not exist anymore, does it?
No. So, although that was one of my favorite hats growing up. I had a Frankfurt Dragons hat.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And I would wear it all the time. I think it was Frankfurt Dragons. Maybe it was Barcelona. I don't fucking remember.
We do have one more quiz for you, Kofi, and I'm going to take part
in
this
quiz. It was the Barcelona
too.
Dragons. My
okay,
apologies.
Barcelona Dragons.
Frankfurt Galaxy.
Frankfurt Galaxy. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready. This is a general knowledge Canada quiz.
Okay.
That's right.
John, do you want to set this up?
I do. I will. This is so, Kofi, before we get into that, we never really covered this with you. What's your history with Canada in general? Have you ever visited our fine country? What's your experience here?
The closest I've gotten to Canada is probably Detroit. So no.
Okay.
Wow.
But I do have
okay.
my passport now, so I will make. Oh, hey. Okay.
Get up to Vancouver. Yeah.
Get up to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Faye, look, that's fair. That's good. That this actually your answer to that question bodes well for one of our Canadian quiz questions.
Oh, wow.
I'll just say that.
Okay.
I'll just put that okay. out there. So Kofi, what we do here is this is, yeah, a general Canada quiz. I'm going to ask you and Stefan, two easy questions worth 1 point each, two medium questions worth 2 points each, and two hard questions worth 3 points each. So, okay. Our top score from a guest so far is our friend Derek. He scored 4 points. Out of a okay. out of a possible 12. So,
oh my.
There's a lot of room here. Stefan has gotten Stefan has gotten perfect once before.
Yeah.
Stefan got a perfect 12 out of 12 on our second episode, but Stefan for usually averages around 9.
Yeah. Cuz the okay. last questions are they're tough.
I try to make them my idea is the easy questions should be gettable for Americans. The medium questions might be gettable for Americans, but will seem easy to Canadians. And then the hard questions would be hard even for Canadians. Okay. So that's where our level is here. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. So this is question one, easy question worth 1 point. Canada. So you'll just write this, or Kofi, you can just say it. Stefan will write his answer down, so I know he's not cheating. Canada, along with the United States, are the only two members of which treaty organization with 28 other European nations?
NATO?
NATO is the correct answer, and Stefan got it as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So that's 1-1. Very okay. well. Very well done. Okay, here we go. Question two, also an easy question. Flags related to which other nation appear on 5 of the 13 Canadian provincial and territorial flags?
Which what?
So flags related to which other nation appear on 5 of the 13 Canadian provincial and territorial flags?
Okay, I'm in. John, just so you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Stefan has gotten it correct.
France?
No, we're still a UK Commonwealth country. So we have
a lot of United Kingdom.
Yeah, there's 3 Union Jacks, 1 English flag, and 1 Scottish flag on the Canadian provincial flags. But that's okay. So you're at 1, Stefan's at 2. We're now into the medium questions. I think you have a good shot at some of these, maybe both of these. So obviously, this episode is about the Canadian Football League, and the CFL has 9 franchises. How many NHL franchises call Canada home?
Toronto, Calgary, Montreal, Ottawa.
John. Okay, I'm locked in.
6?
So Ooh. Close, Kofi. 7.
Winnipeg,
Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal.
Damn.
Very, very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Winnipeg one's tricky because even for us up here, we thought it was like 6 Canadian for franchises so for like 40 years.
And then, I had to count
for
my
20
head.
Years. Yeah. And then we got Winnipeg back.
Yeah.
But very close. But this one, you got a good shot here. Windsor, Ontario is very famously separated from the United States by 3.6 kilometers with a river forming the boundary between it and what major U.S. city?
Detroit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
There we go.
It just was very coincidental that that question was already in the quiz when you said that. So Kofi, you're at 3. Stefan is batting a perfect 6 right now. So okay. Kofi, if you get one of these two right, you will be our all-time leading guest scorer.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So here we go. Question one of the hard questions. One of Canada's most northernmost places with a current population of about 1,500 one of Canada's most northernmost places with a current population of about 1,500, which Yukon town was best known as the site of the Canadian Gold Rush, ballooning to a population of over 40,000 at the turn of the century? So I can read that again for you. One of Canada's most northernmost places with a current population of about 1,500, which Yukon town was best known as the site of the Canadian Gold Rush, ballooning to a population of over 40,000 at the turn of the century?
That's a total guess for me.
I'm just going to guess Saskatchewan. I don't
know where that is. That's a province, but yes.
It's okay. Well,
it is.
Nope.
It is. Stefan got it right. It's
yes.
Dawson City.
Yes.
Dawson City, Yukon. Oh,
yeah, that's a hard one.
I knew that name from somewhere.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
I was like, I feel like from watching like cartoons or something, there was like
the Klondike, like they called it the Klondike Gold Rush, but that most of it took place in Dawson City.
Or it might've been from like a heritage moment or something.
Very
but
possible.
I know,
there is definitely a heritage moment about it.
Yeah.
And final question. So we talked about the San Antonio Texans, a CFL franchise that folded before they even played a single game. Another CFL franchise that had a similar fate was to be called the Atlantic Schooners. Using clues based on the name of the franchise, where was the franchise to be located? So one CFL franchise that never got off the ground was to be called the Atlantic Schooners. Using clues based on the name of the franchise, where was the franchise to be located?
You saw my guess?
I did.
Okay.
New Jersey?
Good guess.
It's a good guess. Yeah. It was actually in a Canadian city. This is the Canadian quiz. Yeah. So it's a city that's on the Atlantic Ocean and is very well known for its ships and for its harbor, Halifax.
Wow. Another perfect score for Stefan.
So Stefan got a perfect 12 out of 12. Woo! But Kofi, your three actually puts you in second place by yourself.
Well, getting the medium question.
Getting a medium question is impressive. Big. Yeah, you're only the second American guest to get a medium question right.
The NHL question was so close too.
So close.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nicely done. Yeah.
Kofi, you did very well. This was I feel like you've learned a lot. We've learned a lot today. Really.
Yeah. I've learned a lot. Yes, I have learned a lot.
This will come up at parties now. People will be like, "Oh, do you know about the CFL?" And you'll be like, "Yeah, I actually do." So
I'll talk about the Hell's Angels for.
Oh, you guys have never heard of the Hell's Angels? They're crazy. They play hockey up in Canada. Actually, it's pretty insane. Kofi, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. Always a pleasure to have you on our show. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at KOFIE. You can follow me on TikTok and Twitch at ChillKofi, ChillKofie. And yeah, that's pretty much all for now. I have a new podcast coming out. The name is still a secret, but it's coming out. I'm excited for it. It's going to be a really fun time. But thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, our pleasure. Yeah, we're excited for your new podcast. Yeah, we also, of course, we're both big fans of your Fumble Dimension videos over at Secret Base. People can check those out, especially if you're football fans and you're looking for some stuff. You guys have a lot of awesome stuff over there. So check that out. Follow Kofi on Twitter, at Kofi. And I guess that's it for us, Stefan. Thanks, everybody, for donating to the show. Thanks for listening. Thank you for sticking with us through our new Patreon tiers. You can check those out if you haven't had a chance to yet. I know I sent a message out to all of you and some people got really mad at me for disturbing them. But in any case, we have new Patreon tiers with ad-free episodes and, of course, our bonus episodes. And Stefan and I, an announcement you might have missed in there, we'll be doing the return of Zoom live shows. We'll be coming back this winter in November. So you can check all that info out on our Patreon, which you're already there. So you might as well do that. And yeah, thanks for donating. Thanks for listening. Thanks again, Kofi. And we'll see you guys back here very soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.